Come here, Hop Frog. Swallow this bumper to the health of your absent friends, and then let us have the benefit of your invention. We want characters. Characters, man. Something novel. Out of the way. We are wearied with this everlasting sameness. Come, drink. The wine will brighten your wits. See what a glass of good wine can do. Why, your eyes are shining already. Come, Hop Frog, lend us your assistance. Characters, my fine fellows, we stand in need of characters. All of us.
A very good joke, indeed. An excellent jest. We shall have many a rich laugh about it at the palazzo. over our wine.
When I had waited a long time very patiently without hearing him lie down, I resolved to open a little, a very, very little crevice in the lantern. So I opened it. You cannot imagine how stealthily, until at length a single dim ray like the thread of a spider shot out from the crevice and fell upon the vulture eye. It was open, wide, wide open, and I grew furious as I gazed upon it. I saw it with perfect distinctness, all a dull blue with a hideous veil over it that chilled the very marrow of my bones, but I could see nothing else of the old man's face or person, for I had directed the ray as if by instinct precisely upon the damn spot.
Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Aden it shall clasp a sainted maiden whom the angels name Lenore, clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Quoth the raven, nevermore.
For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee, and the stars never rise but I see the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so all the night tide I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, in her sepulchre there by the sea, in her tomb by the side of the sea.